Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes. On my credit card, and I wanted to find out what I did.
Can you start with your zip code?
Ma'am? What'd you say?
Oh, yes, sir. No problem. Can we start with your zip code, please?
75217.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Donald Sutton.
Thank you, sir. Could you please verify your address?
8535 Old Homestead Drive, Dallas, Texas.
Thank you, sir. I'm pulling up your account now. Okay, it's coming slowly but surely.
Oh, I know. They're all slow today.
It never fails on Sunday.
Right.
Okay, let's see what's going on here. I did locate an account for the neck massager, which is great for aching painfulness. The charge here is
$56.95.
Yes, sir. You have a couple charges. I'm going to be honest. It does look like on August 26th, someone ordered a neck massager. And this is how it all started.
My card has been compromised by this whoever made this charge. Because one, I've never received a neck charger. Number two, I did not make no purchase for...
No problem. We're going to figure it out. Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning, then I'm going to get you transferred to the fraud department, okay?
Okay.
So what happened, someone paid $6.70 for a neck massager on August 26th. So it was a free welcoming gift to our direct shopping store. It's a shopping membership. And you were charged $49.97. Let me see, one, two, three, four, five, six. So there's $6.49.97 since it's monthly. But then the price increased. But it gets you a $125 gift card each month. But then starting in March, they charged you $56.95 when the price increased.
Mm-hmm.
And that was March, April, May. And then June for $56.95.
And then July for $56.95. Oh, boy, I'm in trouble.
So let's start here. Let me cancel the account. That way I can guarantee there'll be no more charges, okay? And then we're going to get you transferred to our fraud department, and that way they can help you further than I can. Regarding the amount that was taken out.
Okay.
Almost for a year. So I'm letting them know this is fraud. You did not place this order ever, even back in August of last year. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have no neck massager at all.
Oh, yes, sir. I believe you. The more notes I put in the computer.
And I don't know why I hadn't. I usually pay more attention to my bill than that. And I just happened to look at this electronic mega consumer, and I thought, what in the world is that?
Yes, sir. I totally get that. So it was a surprise.
Because I've only given this card number, I only use this card at Costco. And it's my Costco City Visa.
Okay, yes, sir. And I'm letting them know that we went over
all charges for you.
Okay. And then I need to call City and have them cancel this card number.
Okay, and I'm letting them know that you're going to call Citibank also. And have them cancel the card number since you never made these charges.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So I've got everything entered forth here. And let's see which fraud supervisor I can find the
quickest for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm asking that now. Okay, and I'm waiting on the fraud supervisor
here.
And I've got your account updated. I did go ahead and cancel your account. That way you'll have no more charges.
Okay, and is there a confirmation number or anything?
Yes, sir. Let me give you a confirmation number really quick for us. Okay, it is going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
2 6 0 6 0 6 1 6 1 6 1 6 9 9 9 4 4 4 5 5 5
Okay.
Okay. And I'm letting them know that I canceled the account also here. Okay, and I'm going to transfer you over. It's going to be Ricky. He'll be right there to help you, okay?
Ricky?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm transferring you. Thank you for calling customer service, sir. He'll be right there to help. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Transferring now.